Coming up at Cornerstone Church, a really neat event. It's called Night to Shine. And here to talk about it, we have Tracy Rivera from Cornerstone
Hello,
Church.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Well, this is awesome.
Giving
some special people a chance to have a special night.
Yeah, absolutely. We're super excited about it. We get to host it here at Cornerstone Church this upcoming Friday at 6 p.m. And it's a prom-like experience for our friends with special needs in the community. And some of them have never experienced a prom before, and they are so excited. And this is in partnership with the Tim Tebow Foundation, and what an honor it is to host it. But we have people come in ball gowns and tuxes and suits. We have family members that are so excited. We can't wait, and it's in 2 days.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So it's kind of around Valentine's Day, kind of neat. And
yeah.
I mean, this is... When is prom season? Yeah, this is prom season. We're getting into it pretty soon.
Kind of
no,
not.
Close
so
to April,
actually,
May.
Tim Tebow does it around at this time, the Friday before Valentine's Day, around the world every year.
Yeah.
And this year, we were approved to host it here at Cornerstone Church.
Cool.
And it's exciting. We have limo rides coming in. The community has came together and donated so many different things. Mommy Card My Yard has came in. We have a DJ coming in. We have so many individuals and sponsorships that would have not been possible. Like, this event would not have been possible without their support.
Well, this is a very big thing for Tim Tebow. Tell us about the Tim Tebow Foundation and how he came to... start this kind of event.
Yeah, he really had a heart for the individuals with special needs because they are under the 15% of underserved individuals around the world. And so when he started looking at it with his wife, Demi, he said, gosh, we need to find a way to make these individuals know that they're loved, that they're seen, that they're cared for, that God made them on purpose for a purpose, and that they are not identified by their disability. And so he stepped in, created this foundation that then created Night to Shine. And here we are hosting prom-like experiences around the world on the same evening.
Wow.
Every time. And we get to do that here. We had an overwhelming response, actually, that we had to shut down our guest registration because we needed to make sure that we could have enough volunteers for it. And the community stepped up. We definitely have had a great response for volunteers. We were able to add just a few more individuals to that list, but we had to shut it off almost, you know, immediately after because the need is there. The parents, the caretakers, the organizations like Sunshine that we've talked to have really expressed how much this means to them. And so it's a great feeling and we get to do some good things.
Now, is this limited to just those that are prom age, high school age?
No, this is actually for anybody 14 and older. So we have an individual who's 80 years old that's coming. And she is so feisty, but so fun. I've had the honor of talking to her already, but she is pumped. She is ready for this, all glammed up. She's never had a prom experience before, like you and I may have had, you know, growing up. And now we get to provide that for her and include that.
How cool. It kind of sounds like we might be seeing her doing a little breakdance.
Oh, I hope so. That's the, yeah, we have like a balloon drop, a dance floor. We have food for the evening. We have limo rides. I mean, you name it. We have a red carpet experience. It's going to be definitely a party for sure.
So what put that on your heart, Cornerstone's heart to do this?
It was actually a few years ago, Pastor Phil and I were having a conversation and we're just looking at our community. What more way can we serve those in our community? And we've been attached to Sunshine and been partnering with Sunshine for a few years. And it was just in our heart to always make sure that we see individuals who are not always seen, no matter where they're at in our community, and meet them right where they're at. And so when this opportunity opened up and we saw it, we applied for it. You do have to apply. There is a huge process to even get approved for something like this. So it's not just a, hey, we want to do it type of thing. So we started jumping through some hoops, talking through individuals. Last year, we partnered with an organization in South Africa who knew more about the Tim Tebow Foundation. And after having conversations with them, it just felt right. I think sometimes God just tugs at your heart and says, this is the thing you need to do. And that's exactly what we did. And it was our year to do it. And here we are. Two days away.
Wow, with that kind of work and hoops to go through, this must really be a high-quality
event. It is definitely a high-quality event. We've put on many different events in the past at Cornerstone, and so we're not new to events, but this event right here is new to us there. And to have the whole community involved. I mean, volunteers are not just from the church. We have a huge base of them that are just from around the community, and people are still welcome. The form actually closes later today, but if they still want to volunteer and they're listening right now and saying, hey, I want to be part of that, you could go to cornerstone.church/shine. Volunteer form will close today. This is your warning. Do not tell me that I didn't tell you so. But you can absolutely go in. We do background checks on every single individual volunteer that comes in. So once that's why we have to close it a little early, because it will take me a few days to make sure I get all volunteers background checked in and make sure that we just have a great and safe event.
Man, it sounds like it's going to be a really special
night. You guys should swing by all dressed up in your tuxes. Why not? Bring your wives, you know?
So if someone is interested in volunteering, when is the event again?
It is this Friday, and it starts at 6 p.m. We have volunteers that are going to start arriving at 4:45, and it goes all the way until 9 o'clock, and we'll be partying. We got music. We got a crowning ceremony that each individual will be crowned king or queen for the evening, and we have a special video that will be played for them from Tim Tebow himself, and we're just going to have a ball is what we're going to do.
Cool. And there's a place people can go online to find out more information?
Yeah, you could just head to cornerstone.church/shine. All of the information about the events, sponsorship, partnerships, and volunteer. Guest form, obviously, is closed already, but you can find all the information there. You could also head over to the Tim Tebow Foundation website, and they have all of the things listed on their site as well.
Well, cool. And we can certainly pray to make sure it's very memorable night.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely. We've had people praying throughout the whole week. We send devotionals every night to our guests, even for them to prepare their heart. So every evening around 5 o'clock, I'm sending them out a devotional that's called Let Your Light Shine. You know, it's a real cool thing. Shine bright. And they get to go through that. And then we have prayer teams throughout the city that have been praying throughout the event, but especially this week as we lead into this and host this amazing event.
So it's not a church service, but Jesus is still getting presented to them.
Oh, Jesus is there. Jesus is always there.
Yes.
He follows us.
That is awesome. And I don't think Tim would have it any other way either.
No, absolutely not.
You guys
not.
Wouldn't either. So.
No.
That is awesome. Well, hey, thank you for making the effort, you and your church, to do this.
We're so excited. Thank you for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Oh, glad to. And hopefully we can get to help you get a few more volunteers.
But yeah, we'll take it.
Chris, would you mind praying over the event?
Yeah, of course. Father, we thank you for the event that's coming up and the night to shine. Father, we thank you for everyone who's going to be there, that there's an extra special double portion, whatever you have to give to them, that this event is open to give to them what they need, to be able to get that feeling, to know that they're visible, to know that they're seen, to know that they're heard. And Father, we thank you for all the volunteers. We bless you for the church. We thank you for everything that they do, everything that Tracy continues to do, everything that this event represents and what it will mean in the life of someone else as they move forward and say that was my event. And we bless you for being big and doing something large in their lives this coming Friday. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Tracy Rivera Cornerstone Church Maumee. Again, the church's website.
Cornerstone.church/shine.